Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Podcast. This is Sheree Taylor. We took some time off. I'm here with Elise Riley, our weekend diva. How you doing?
Good. I'm glad to be back. Glad to finish out the week strong.
We
with
actually
Divas Dish.
Did a Divas Dish podcast sans Elise because Elise was not camera ready that day.
I have to be here really early for the morning show, and so it's, you know how much you have to do to like get your boys ready for school. Oof, well, I have to do all of that and get ready, you know, to be here by 6:30. So it's just most of the time it's leggings and sweatshirts.
Girl, I need to show you how to have a change of clothes in your office, a makeup bag, and like a hair team.
I do need a hair team. I've thought about like using the, what's that thing that you have? The like air dry
The airbrush thing? Oh, it's my favorite.
It's in there occasionally. And I'm like, I should play with this.
I think
figure
it's
out
awesome.
How to use it.
I have two. I need to bring one and keep here at the studio because there are different layers of bounce and such like that you can get with the airbrush. And everyone that commented on my pictures from the weekend when I was up in Charlotte hanging out with my girl Jenna, everyone's commenting on my hair. That was the airbrush, and about 3 days worth, 3 days worth of not washing my hair because I have really curly, really dry hair. And so if I go 2 or 3 days, it looks like salon gorgeous.
There's absolutely no way I could go 2 or 3 days without washing my hair. Mine is so oily and just like straight that there's no way.
Yeah, so that's one thing I'm gifted with. But, of course, summer is coming, and so I'm just going to look like a poodle all summer.
Like Monica when she went to Barbados.
That is me. You say that a lot. Today it's raining. You're like, that's Sheree. That is Sheree.
Every time I think about your big poofy hair, I think about that.
I think that should be what I do for Halloween this coming year.
Yes, you could have it braided and put shells in it.
Oh, I was thinking the one with the white hat, but yeah, the braid. And like she like kept knocking herself out with the braids.
And then
right?
She got it hooked on the shower and like got stuck. No,
could
I agree.
Have Chandler come rescue me? That right. Would be excellent.
When she plays the ping pong tournament with Paul Rudd and she has it with the hat on. Yeah.
Paul Rudd. He was one of my favorite guest stars on there. I love him.
I know.
Paul
I love
Rudd.
His character. I love Friends.
Because everyone else was intimidated by Monica. Mm-mm, not him.
No.
He's just like, nope. Mm-mm.
I loved it. And they played really well together. And then him and Jen Aniston, of course, went on to the movies together, but
well, actually, they had some movies together before.
Did they?
When
yeah,
the
done
earlier,
more than one.
Yeah, earlier phase of Friends. They it was is it My Secret? Not My Secret Obsession. It was something else. I'll figure it out. It's
It'll
one where they had a baby together or something like that. But he was gay.
Oh.
Or they were going to have a baby together, or maybe I'm thinking of the Jason Bateman movie. They're all running together, but. Jennifer Aniston, I absolutely love in everything. You know what I really loved her in? Horrible Bosses, 1 and 2.
Yes, I love her character.
Oh my gosh, I want to be like that. I wish I had the nerve to be like that.
I love her character in those movies. Oh, it's so funny. She should have been in it more. I feel like she was not given enough screen time. I love her character in those movies.
Oh, those movies, Horrible Bosses, were fantastic movies.
We randomly will watch them at home just because we like somebody will like one of us, me or Colin, will say like a quote or something. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, oh, my God, we have to watch that tonight. And we do.
I love it when they had the door, the Explorer walkie talkies. Are you expecting Swiper?
Oh, man, I love those movies.
I think we just need to watch this because we are going to start doing our dinner and a movie segment. Mm-hmm. And that'll segue into why we did the Divas Dish video podcast with our friends from Barbaritos, because we're going to start doing dinner and a movie. And it's going to be a web element that you can watch. And of course, we'll have recipes and we'll be reviewing movies. And you know what? I am all for reviewing some old movies. So how about we do Horrible Bosses for Bosses Day and we make our boss, Super Dave, come in and watch it with us?
That would be so funny.
You know, he'll be there if we have vodka.
It's true. Yeah, we can totally lure him in with some vodka.
We'll tell him we're making all vodka treats and then make him eat food on top of it.
Only drinks.
Only drinks. And we're going to watch Horrible Bosses. And then we're going to tie you to a chair and tell you what we really think of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, that's what the podcasts are for.
I'm not sure.
He says he listens, but I think he just edits through and he misses the big parts where we talk about him.
Yeah, I really think he maybe listens to like the first 2 or 3 minutes. I was like, oh, they're good to go.
There's no FCC violations. There, we're good.
Wrong. Listen to the whole thing.
He let us have Diesel on last week.
I don't know that he so much let us have Diesel on. I really don't think he really knew.
Well, when Peaches and I were in here editing it, we took the Diesel podcast from 36 minutes to 15 minutes. Does that tell you anything?
I'm sad that the people won't get to listen to the full Diesel podcast because it really was good times.
How about when I finish my contract and renegotiations, that's when we play the unedited version.
It's true. You should. Yeah. I mean, I probably got some reasons to not play the whole one.
Exactly. Okay. Before we get into the meat of what we're going to talk about, I do want to say thank you and take a moment here to be rather serious. Some of you may know, and a lot of people commented after seeing it on my social media, that a really dear part of our family, my cousin Adam, passed away last week unexpectedly. He was very young, so thank you for the thoughts, prayers, and even the donations to the GoFundMe account that my cousin set up for him, because he was a young father of 5 small boys. So I do want to say thank you. It was a shock. It was a medical condition that was unexpected. It's really hard for me to talk about because he was one of my favorite people. He had a smile that could light up a room. He, from a young age, he just had this thing about him. You could see him and it would just make you smile. There was just so much goodness in him, and it's a loss to the world because he would go out of his way to help anybody. He was an Iraqi war vet with the biggest heart of anybody you could ever meet. So I just want to say thank you to everybody for that.
Yes, our listeners are the best.
They are.
You always come to, you got our backs all the time, and it doesn't matter. And so we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And I had a friend last night text me to see how I was doing, and they said, I just want to let you know I'm sending you a long distance hug. I'm like, thank you for that. I feel that. But send those hugs to his 5 little boys, especially right now, because they're asking why. We're all still asking why. And so it's a hard time for all of us. So thank you for that. And just tell the ones you love how much you love them and how much they mean to you, because he meant the world to a lot of people. And anybody that ever met him just fell in love with him because he was amazing. So thank you for that. All right, let's talk about something, because he's probably up there telling me now to shut up and get back to being funny. You do so much better being funny. That's a thing in our family. He was a trickster just like I am. We all play practical jokes on each other, but he was the best because he would be grinning at you in these sweet, innocent, big brown doe eyes. You never knew it was coming, but once you got it, you knew you'd been atomed. His mom even made a comment at the funeral because the music stopped halfway between the song playing, and then it started again out of nowhere. No one touched it. Nothing happened. And outside the church, his mom looked at me and says, yep, Adam got us.
I mean, it's true. We got one of those in our family.
Maybe that was his favorite part of the song, and he just wanted to hear it again. So there you go. All right, then. Well, let's move on. And I'm going to talk about something that Elise and I this morning are like, did you see this? And Miranda from our sister station, The Block, even said, Elise and I are now going to go buy tickets to fly out to Northern California.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because we've actually worked to help clean up the rivers around here. This is a river that needs our help. In the Sonoma Valley area, North California River, there has been a blending tank door open in 97,000 gallons of red wine spilled into this river.
This is so sad.
It's sad for the fowl and the fish and the wildlife around there. It was an accident that happened.
It's sad for the red wine company.
They
put so much effort into that.
I'm trying to be good. Usually I'm the one that's like, wouldn't you know?
The grapes, bless their heart.
I know. So sad. And you were saying off air how much it takes to do that.
Yeah, it takes a long time to ferment wine.
It does take a long time to ferment wine. If you've ever watched that I Love Lucy episode, it takes a long time to squish the wine too. The grapes between your toes.
It takes such a long time. I feel so bad for the wine company and the vineyard that made this wine.
And the people living by there. So if you're going to go fishing, you really can't fish because it's hurt the wildlife there. But I do want to say this. I don't know much about wine. I know what wines I like and what wines I don't. They always say a good white wine pairs better with a fish than red wine.
That is true.
It is true. So that's going to take a while to clean up, and I'm sure there's going to be some environmental people coming after us now for what we just said. But yeah, can you imagine waking up and you live near there and you're like, oh, look at the creek. Oh my gosh, it's red. Why is it red? And then all of a sudden you're like, is that wine? Because you were talking the other day about people, what was it? Mouthfeel.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even like that word.
That makes my heart hurt. To think about all this wine just wasted. That's abuse. That's abuse to those grapes.
I want to know if people ran out there with like buckets and coffee filters and they're like trying to filter out all the river like nastiness.
But I would say it's wine. It's fermented. So maybe that took care of all the stuff in the river.
Yeah, I mean, other than like the sediment.
But you would think though, with a river being that close to a winery, that maybe it's purified water kind of to go. Because
that's
the
true.
Rocks there, as long as there's no pollution near there, and it's Northern California, it's not Southern California, there's more pollution in Southern California.
It could. It'd just be a little bit watered down, but I mean, it's free.
It's wine. It's free. It's free. Try it.
Yeah, let us know.
I mean, we've all had Boone's Farm at some point in our lives. So if we can survive that. I remember, in college, my friend's cousin, who was older than the rest of us, got us some, I think it was Boone Farm and Mad Dog 2020.
Oh.
He looked at me and he goes, now, Ree, I will tell you, it ain't pretty, but it'll get the job done.
Oh, and not well. No.
I'm surprised I still have a liver.
My sister-in-law will be like, yeah, we got a box of wine and watched, The Bachelor and drank it. I'm like, the whole box.
The whole box?
She's like, yeah, it's Monday.
It's Monday. Well, yeah. And your sister-in-law just now hit the workforce.
Yeah, she is. She's interviewing
right now.
So
she's going to learn. She's going to learn. You can't do box of wine Mondays.
No.
Save those for Saturday night so you have Sunday to recuperate.
Yeah, you don't just drink box of wine on a regular work night.
No.
Mm-mm. She'll learn.
You just do a sippy cup of wine.
Yeah.
Which means one of my to-go cups with a straw. That's what I call a sippy cup of wine.
Oh, yeah. I drink everything out of a to-go cup with a straw.
Mm-hmm. I live by that. And I get so mad. Like if my cup, I use it over and over again. And my friend Ellen, she has a cup too that she'll use over and over again, like a QT cup or a Polar Pop from the Circle K. So it's like you'll use those cups over. You just rinse them out. And we were at a cookout at a neighborhood cookout and someone threw Ellen's cup away. And Ellen got a little upset. They're like, I'm sorry. I thought it was just trash. So I trashed it. I said, you don't understand. That cup has been in her family for weeks. And they just looked at me. Ellen's like, don't mess with her. Don't mess with that logic. Don't mess with that logic. Just go with it.
And it's better than getting like the styrofoam cup and using it once and just throwing it away and then getting another one. Y'all are helping the environment.
Exactly. And we talked about, people talking about the sea turtles and stuff like that with the straws. You know what? If you put the trash in the trash can, the sea turtles are not going to jump in the trash and get it out of the trash can.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you could be proactive about it.
You can be proactive.
Like y'all, just using one styrofoam cup instead of seven.
Exactly.
That's helping. Why
we keep it for. Yeah, I'm helping. I try to use it over and over again. However, my cats, if they see a cup with a straw in it, they will put their little mouths on the straw and pull it out and run around the house. Because under the living room rug, I found about seven straws shoved under the living room rug one day.
Yeah, Sookie likes to lick them, like any kind of drink with condensation. She licks the outside. And like tries to make her way up to the straw, and we're like, no. Like,
Sookie's a freak.
Yeah, she's weird. She likes socks, condensation,
and she likes to sit in your lap when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, she does. She likes to like climb up there.
Okay, that's a reference back to the podcast with Diesel. A lot of folks around here are like, I'm so afraid to listen to that one.
Yeah,
even Peaches, after sitting in here and editing it, still refused to listen to that until the other day. I'm like, no, you need to listen to it. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, we're pretty funny.
We're very funny. We're funnier when we don't edit out 18 minutes of the content. But we also like having jobs and keeping the lights on.
Yeah, we do. We have children.
We have children that might hear that someday. My oldest son does listen to my podcast. I have to be very careful because he's like, Mom, you said this. And so he actually came in my room the other night. One of his friends is a budding musician. And, I do a lot of stuff, podcasts, travel blogs. And I'm going to start doing part of my travel blog, a series to the different venues around the country. And so he came in the other day and said, Hey, Mom, Jack wants to know if you can help him get booked on some of those gigs.
Yes. Let me get right on that.
Let me get right on that. He's got, what, 3 songs he did? Yeah. He's very talented. Bless. He's very talented. But I'm like, Austin, what are you promising your friends now?
Yeah. Wait, my mom's going to go tour this venue. I bet she can get you on.
Yeah, you know what? She's going to go to the Ryman in Nashville, yeah. And she's going to go to Red Rocks. You know what? She can get you on stage. No big deal.
I want to go to Red Rocks. That's been on my bucket list for
a
really long
time. Well,
you're
going with me. We are going to cover it because a lot of people are chiming in saying Red Rocks, Red Rocks. So you, me, Colorado.
There's a very specific band I want to see at Red Rocks.
And?
I'm hoping.
It's not Cher.
It's not.
Could you imagine Cher playing Red Rocks?
No. It's Need to Breathe.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We've seen them several. We've met them. Hung out with them. Yeah.
And
Colin has a tattoo from them.
Colin has 2 tattoos from them. I have seen Need to Breathe 5 times live. I've met them 3. And they are amazing. And they actually play at Red Rocks, as they always go through there. And they're supposed to have new music in 2020. And so I'm hoping that if they do that, then they're going to have a tour. And they'll go back to Red Rocks, because that's the one band I really want to see out there.
Okay. Not 3 Days Grace. I know that's your favorite.
3 Days Grace is not the same 3 Days Grace as it used to be. When they had a lead singer, Adam Gontier was their lead singer. He left and is now part of Saint Asonia. And they decided they were going to keep the name and sing all the same songs with a different singer. And that is not okay.
They Pink Floyded it.
They did. And
they Pink Floyded it.
I haven't listened to them since because I don't appreciate that.
Wow.
I know. I don't appreciate it. But luckily I got to see them before he left. I saw him at House of Blues. So it was really intimate. It was amazing. And yeah. So yeah, no, not 3 Days Grace.
Tell us how you really feel, Elise. Don't hold back.
I get a little upset.
Elise, you've been around me, what, almost 6 years now? Yeah. I'm finally rubbing off on you.
Yeah, I get really upset about
that. Congratulations, Elise. You have lost your filter.
I think we proved that in the Diesel podcast. People just
in
won't
the
know.
Diesel podcast, I'm sitting here going, she's saying stuff I normally would say. What's wrong with me?
That's what happens when I get paired with Diesel. Diesel and I have been working together for a really long time. We used to do Friday Night Lights together.
Mm-hmm.
Every single Friday night, we'd have to travel to a different high school around the area. So we spent a lot of time in the car, a lot of one-on-one time. And so he and I, we go back like 7 years. And
so maybe I can blame the fact that Diesel and I share an office on me not having a filter. It all happened when they paired me with Diesel.
It does.
No.
He brings out the worst in people. Worst/best.
I think I've brought out the worst in him, and sometimes I just wish we could actually do like a little secret spy camera of the conversations we have in the office. It's hilarious.
It'll be even better when they finally put us in the same office. I heard him talking about it the other day. I think it's actually happening.
You know why?
Yeah, because you've literally not let up on the last.
I've
like,
not
2
let
years.
Up, and as my dad would say, I lit a fire under someone's butt.
Yeah, well, yeah, I heard him talking about it the other day.
I lit a fire under someone's butt, and I'm like, it needs to happen.
It was so funny because he was like, "Do you think Elise would mind if I moved her in there with Cherie?" And I'm like,
"What's
what
we want? Are you kidding?
You want me pack my stuff up today?
It's like summer camp and college all over again."
I'm like, "You want me pack up now or what?"
All right, so you mentioned wanting to go to Red Rocks in Colorado. I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some road tripping friends of mine who've been working on a project for 12 years, a Versace project, are on a plane right now to Sundance.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It's my girl Jenna and her husband Terrence. This project they've been working on for 12 years. And I was up in Charlotte this past weekend working on some scripts with her that we've been working on back and forth. So it was our girls' weekend. It was her birthday weekend. We celebrated her birthday and did a lot of work. We got a lot of work done on ours. And I'm like, someday we can say this is us. But she's on the way to Sundance right now. And I had a long conversation with her, obviously, over the weekend. And I reminded her last night, you're going to be at Sundance. You're going to be taking pictures. And she's also going to be doing some blog stuff with us, what it's like to take a project to Sundance. So she's going to be doing some blog stuff, and I'm going to feature that on our website and stuff like that. So I'm so excited about it. She also said, what can I do for you while I'm out there? I'm going to be sending pictures. And I said, well, first of all, it is Sundance, started by Hubble. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. Started by Robert Redford, but in my mind, he's always going to be Hubble. Hubble Gardner from The Way We Were, which I absolutely loved him. Oh my gosh, I love that role. I love that film. That film breaks my heart. And that's the kind of stuff that I love that breaks your heart, but makes you feel alive too. So please tell me you've seen The Way We Were.
Yes.
Okay, I was like,
it's been a hot minute.
I was like,
yes.
If you have not seen that, I can literally not be your friend.
In college, yeah, during one of our film classes, that's one of the ones that we watched.
It's it's one of the most beautiful, heart-wrenching films you could ever watch. It was amazing. Amazing.
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford, yes, exactly. And speaking of college, I told Jenna while you're out there, if you see Robert Redford, you're going to have to snap a picture because here's my Robert Redford story. And she goes, you've got a Robert Redford story. I'm like, doesn't everyone, even if it's in imagination, it's a Robert Redford story. So even to this day, I still hold true to this. The movie Indecent Proposal, Woody Harrelson, Robert Redford, Demi Moore, he offers them $1 million if he could spend one night with the wife. They agree to it. That causes some problems. When I was in college, in my sorority, you had to, when you were going through your pledge stages, you had to interview the sisters. You had to interview so many sisters, and you had to have 25 unique questions to ask them to get to know the sisters. And you had to have all these turned in before you were officially a sister and went through all the other steps that you needed to do. So part of the pledge class had to come around and ask you questions and interview. I cannot remember what pledge it was, but I do remember the question. The question was, would you sleep with Robert Redford for $1 million? Everybody else is like, let me think about it. Let me think about it. Me, I'm like in a heartbeat for a Tic Tac.
I agree. I mean,
it would not take $1 million, honey. Just a Tic Tac. And you know what? If he forgets to buy the Tic Tacs, I'm good with that.
That's fine. We don't need them.
I'm totally good with that. Totally good with that. And so much so that I had a few sisters call me Tic Tac until I graduated. So, that's my expression. So if you ever hear me saying in a heartbeat for a Tic Tac, and she goes, I am so going to share that story with him if I see him. I'm like, please do. Please
by
do.
By all means.
By all means. By all means. And have him autograph a little box of Tic Tacs for me.
Oh, my God. That would be so funny.
That would be awesome. Okay. And then I said, okay, you also know how much I absolutely love Russell Crowe. I think I'm done, obviously, with having babies at this point. But I think I was meant somewhere at some point in time to have babies with Russell Crowe because I have loved him ever since.
The Sum of Us.
1994 film that he did in Australia. He was absolutely wonderful in it. And then I started seeing other things with him in it. And then L.A. Confidential, that brooding, sad little broken boy. I think that explains my dating life. So anyway, I fell in love with that Russell Crowe. So I'm like, if you see Russell Crowe by chance, if he's out there pushing a film, find out if he will go in your carry-on. And she goes, once again, Cherie, just like with Robert Redford, if I see Robert Redford, I'm going to be in jail because I'm going to hug onto him and not let go. Same with Russell Crowe, but I might hug tighter and fight the cops if they try to take me away from Russell Crowe. So just want to point that out. I might have a Russell Crowe or a Robert Redford waiting on me when she flies back in this weekend.
Yes,
please. Or flies back in on Monday. So you never know.
That's so cool. To be out there at Sundance. There's going to be so many people and so many things. Like, oh.
And she's like, should I wear this or should I wear that? And I'm like, you realize Utah's cold this time of year. Mm-hmm. Very cold. You know, it's Sundance. It's snowing. It's this, that, and the other. I'm like, you're going to be cold.
Yeah, so you have to get a cute coat. Like, because you're going to need one.
Like, yeah, and she's like, well, for, you know, our meet and greet, I've got this, and I've got this, and I've got that. And we did some shopping when I was in Charlotte, and I picked her out, like, you know how you love my leather leggings?
Mm-hmm.
She had never seen those before. I'm like, we're getting you, because she's got perfect little tiny legs. I mean, legs. She's got perfect little tiny legs.
Those things are so cute. Yeah, they're perfect for out there.
Oh, my gosh. She looked fantastic in it, so she's wearing that out there. I'm like, oh, you're going to be the belle of the ball there with those.
Oh, yeah. God,
definitely.
I'm jealous. That's so cool.
I know. I can't wait to see the pictures. I can't wait to share that on the blog. So, so in a heartbeat for a Tic Tac, and you know what? We may have to get some bail money to get her out of jail from hugging on Robert Redford. But wouldn't that be a great story to have?
Worth it.
So worth it. So you wouldn't even need the $1 million?
No. Even like current Robert Redford.
Oh, yes. He just gets better. He's like a fine wine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even like...
And I wouldn't throw him in the river ever.
No, you can't throw him in the river.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's not like 90s Robert Redford, meaning no.
Unless he likes
Robert
it better
Redford.
There.
He might.
You heard that. So that's what's going on. And of course, I'm a huge Adam Driver fan too. We've talked about that, how it's just from Marriage Story, he deserves to win the Oscar. If you've seen a Marriage Story on Netflix, he deserves the Oscar. He was amazing. And he sang in it too. And he's going to be on Saturday Night Live for the third time this weekend. I was so excited when I saw this because SNL put out a little tease video. He's going to be on there. Halsey's going to be on there. It's going to be an amazing show. Everybody's like, oh my God, I hope he does Kylo Ren. I hope he does this. I hope he does that. But in the preview, he showed how just amazing he was. Because Elise and I have talked how many times about how we hate decorating for Christmas.
Oh, so many times.
We work at the Christmas station. I know it's messed up. I know it's messed up. We need to have a therapist in here to talk us down during Christmas season.
I hate it.
Not that you hate Christmas season, you hate decorating for Christmas.
Okay, sure.
We want to keep our jobs, Elise. We love Christmas. We hate decorating
Christmas
for it.
Christmas is the greatest season of all the seasons. I love it.
I have affected you with my filter, or lack thereof. He's going to be on SNL. They put out the little tease video, third time, host Adam Driver. He walks in, and we're going to have that up on the website, too, so you can see it. But he walks in. He's like, I hope they're ready for me. He opens up the doors to the studio, and it's still decorated up for Christmas. And he goes, oh, they still got Christmas stuff up. Then the female custodian comes out, because he's dressed in black just like her. She goes, you help me clean. And he goes, oh, no, I'm here to host. And, you know, he sticks up his hand, so I'm thinking he's going to do the force choke or something like that, you know. Yeah. I was thinking it was a Star Wars thing. And then he goes, no, I'll help. I'll do a little. And then she goes, you go get the tree. And he goes, oh, but you're closer. Okay, I got it. So he walks over, grabs the tree, who is already, he's already a tree of a man himself. I'm like, he's like 8'1". He's not that tall, but he's very tall.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to duck to get through doorways. You can see this in the video. So he grabs the tree up over his head like it's nothing, like it's styrofoam, like it's my little styrofoam cup over there. So he takes it out to the sidewalk outside the studio, throws it down on the ground and says, that's where it goes. And that's the way I feel.
Yes.
Because if you saw my social media last night, I finally took down my Christmas tree. I've been saying I was going to do it forever. I said, oh, I'm going to keep it up through Epiphany. Well, I got an epiphany that I didn't want to do that during Epiphany.
No. Mm-mm.
So here's what I did. I finally started taking it down last night. The boys weren't with me last night. And I had friends going, hey, let's go out. Let's do this. I'm like, not really feeling it. Just kind of stayed at home, undecorated the Christmas tree. The decorations are boxed up. Everything's down. I forgot to take down the stockings. I realized it this morning when I was closing the front door. So my Elise made stockings from last year still hanging.
Bless.
By the door with care.
Before February. Remember that stat we talked about on an earlier podcast? It was like 2% of people leave their tree up to February or something.
I know, and that is one of the hashtags I used if you saw on Instagram. Tree down by Feb.
Yeah. I mean, at least you're not part of the 2% now.
Woohoo! I'll never be part of the 1%, but yeah.
Sure.
I'm not part of the 2%.
I mean, it's better than being in that weird 2% club.
That weird people that leaves it up all year, or that like one woman that says she decorates for every season. No. What?
Ella and I went to this bakery yesterday in Easley, and they had a Christmas tree. But
did you bring me one of those cupcakes you showed me?
No.
You're a giver.
They have gluten in them. They don't have a gluten-free option.
Thank you.
They probably do. I should ask next time.
You know what doesn't have gluten in them? My Takis. You want me to pull those out and eat them?
No, good God. And there was a Christmas tree. It was pink, really pretty. And it was a bakery. And I remember them having the pink tree at Christmas. Well, it was Valentine's decorated. But it's a bakery. Like, that's fine. That's cute. Ella was like, ew, they still have their Christmas tree up. And I'm like, there you go. That's my girl.
Teaching her to judge just right. Just like Mommy and Auntie Riri.
Yeah. I was like, no, it's Valentine's Day tree. She's like, oh, okay.
Okay. Judging a little. How about a little side eye? Not judging, just a little side eye.
I was like, just don't look at it. Like, let's go. Let's go get a cupcake.
Okay. So Adam Driver, I mean, I love you anyway, but you really channeled your inner Cherie and your inner Elise when you threw that out. So we're going to be watching that, and we'll be talking about that on Monday. I know we just did only one podcast this week because it's been a weird week for me.
Yeah, it's been a weird week. We got a lot going on.
I just wasn't emotionally there to do it.
Fine.
So
we'll get back on it next week. It'll be fine.
Lots of fun stuff. So thank you again. And of course, we'll be hearing about Jenna's trip to Sundance and how they do it and
all
that
fun stuff.
We'll be
talking Grammys. Grammys on Monday. They're on Sunday night, so we'll be talking Grammys Monday, of course.
I can't believe I forgot to mention that we were in radio. I'm like, oh, my friends, they've got their film going to Sundance.
Yeah.
You know, like, just cash, as you mentioned.
You know, they give awards for the songs we play. So
yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? We send people off to see these people.
Yeah.
And speaking of seeing these people, we had new concerts announced last week. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites, Matchbox 20, going to be at the PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte, August 2nd.
I cannot wait. That was my concert that I saw randomly on a whim. I was at a meeting with Roy, and he's like, yeah, I'm leaving to go up to see Matchbox 20. I got to dip out. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. He's like, I got an extra ticket. Get in the car.
Because, you know, I've seen them like 15 times.
It was when, I think it was when they were with the Goo Goo Dolls because I was pregnant with Ella.
Oh, yeah. That's before.
And
I was
so,
okay,
yeah, it's been like it's been 6 years. Because Ella's sixth birthday is Tuesday. So it's been literally like 6 years. But it was just like a random whim. I just hopped in the car and we went up there and saw Matchbox 20 and the Goo Goo Dolls. It was amazing. So
fantastic.
That one's going to be excellent.
Oh, it's excellent. They're going to be with the Wallflowers, Jacob Dylan. And so, yeah. And so I put in for tickets for that, obviously. And yeah. Also said, Roy, you know, that's one of my favorite bands. And I want backstage. I want meet and greet. And I want interviews. So we're working on that interview with Rob Thomas and me. So you're going to be in on that,
right?
I was
here when Rob Thomas, I was working the reception desk.
Mm-hmm.
I was filling in and somebody kept buzzing. And I was like, oh my God, who is that?
I hate that person. Oh my God, it's Rob Thomas.
And I buzzed in and he comes in and he's like, hi, I'm Rob Thomas. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yes, you are.
I was like, how can I help you, sir? Yeah. I was like, oh God, I'm so
over the
sorry.
Weekend, because I was talking with Jenna about it. Over the weekend, she goes, you know, that's someone I've always just had a thing for. I'm like, oh, me too. He can sing whatever he wants mm-hmm. to me. Mm. The song, If You're Gone, I'm like, no, baby, I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, Rob Thomas. I've seen Rob Thomas and I've seen Matchbox 20. And so either way,
mm-hmm.
either way.
And the one that I mean, I've always loved Rob Thomas, but in Matchbox 20, but the one that I just drool over, the video I could watch a million times, Smooth with Santana.
Oh, yeah.
That is, I think that is the hottest Rob Thomas.
We play that song.
Yes. And the video runs on loop in my head when I see that, because he's just so sexy and so smooth and so cool. And you know, he's got a South Carolina connection. He used to live in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I love that. And I love that he buzzed himself in. And he's just like, he's just so unpretentious. That's what I love about him.
He was just buzzing, and he's just like, hi, I'm Rob Thomas. I'm like, yes, I know who you are.
Yes, you are.
That was when he was at the Peace Center.
That's when you go, I'm the future Mrs. Rob Thomas.
Oh, my God. I was so embarrassed.
You haven't met me yet. And speaking
of,
haven't met you yet. Michael Bublé is coming to the Bonsecours Wellness Arena.
Yep, Lauren Daigle's coming. She's coming mm-hmm. in February.
And my tickets for Michael Bublé are up on my wall because I asked for them. I got them. I'm going to see Bublé, and I'm also trying to work on an interview with Bublé as well.
Yeah,
so.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Mm. So lots of concerts coming to our area and even more to be announced. So those are the ones that are definite that we are promoting. So some fun stuff there. And, of course, I'm going to do a video of Divas Dish next week, too, because My Fair Lady is coming to the Peace Center. And I'm going to be going to that on Tuesday and talking with them on Wednesday. So do hair and makeup on Wednesday to be part of that.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us for the Divas Dish podcast. More to come next week. And, of course, we'll be talking Grammys. We'll be talking what it's like to be at Sundance, because someday I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Me too, hopefully.
Actually, not after I've made that comment about Russell Crowe and
we've been
Robert
blacklisted.
Redford. We've been blacklisted. You didn't even have to steal a robe.
Yeah, I didn't have to steal
and
anything.
And I didn't have to take any hand towels.
We've been blacklisted for sure.
We're done. All right, we will see you next week. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.